Well, I mean, you know, what we do is we try to work with businesses, and if there's an opportunity to sales, and of course, you know, use the money that we give you and pay us back.
David, ¿qué es José?
Is Jose in by chance?
Yeah, this is Jose.
Hey, Jose, this is Tyler with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Who is this?
Tyler, I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. I'm actually following up here on an offer we had sent you. It was about 2 weeks ago. It was based on some prior financing you did earlier this year with U.S. Bank. Is any of that ringing a bell?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. The offer we sent was a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital. The company got pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you and see where you were at with the business, see if you had any plans here this quarter with maybe looking to bring on some new equipment or maybe needed some additional capital for some projects or payroll you had.
Yeah, I think I got, you guys sent me a pre-approved check, right?
Yeah, it should have been in the direct mail there. We sent it out about 2 weeks ago, so it should have hit your mailbox by now, but I just kind of wanted to touch base and see where you guys were at.
I think I saw that in my mail, but you guys never included any of the details of the interest on that one, and none of that, so I didn't know what's going on.
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as that goes, it's just going to depend on what it is you're looking for and what you look like on paper and the terms and all that. But was there any opportunities you had here coming up that you were looking into doing?
Yeah, I mean, everything will be good depending on what the interest will be, you know. And that's basically it.
No, I get that. What was it you were looking to do here? Maybe I can get you a better picture.
I was planning to join some of my loans that I currently have.
You're looking to
the interest and put them all together in one bill instead of paying three or four.
Okay, so you're looking to refinance right now?
Yeah.
Okay, what is the current situation that you're in right now? Is it just too high payments, or is it daily payments, or what's the problem that you have with it?
No, it's just that if I could put them all in one payment, that would be better.
Is this spread out through multiple banks, or what's the situation there?
Yeah, it's three banks, one financial institution and two banks.
Okay, and you're just not happy with them being separate, or is it the interest rates that you're not happy with, or what is the?
Well, one of the loans has a really pretty high interest, has a 9 on it. And I would like to get that down.
Okay. How much in loans do you have right now?
I think it's about $30K.
In total or each?
Yeah. No, in total.
In total. Okay. And that's spread out between the three?
Yeah.
Okay. And just to kind of paint a picture of here of what we can do for you here, on the capital side, there's going to be basically three components we look at. And have you ever looked into working capital before?
No, I have not.
Okay, so with that program that we do there, you know, it's very similar to kind of like a line of credit, except the major similarity is you're going to get qualified for the largest amount, and you can use however much of it you like. Those are basically the same factors there. Where it's different is with working capital, it's based mostly off your sales as opposed to your credit. So you're usually able to get access to a lot more cash than you typically would with a line of credit. We're able to usually free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of your top line as unsecured cash. So that was actually going to be my next question, was kind of what were your sales like last year?
225,000.
25,000. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just working off of that number there, I mean, roughly speaking, we could probably do anywhere from about 22,500 to maybe a little over 30,000 there. How long have you guys been in business for?
10 years.
10 years, okay. And what's the credit look like? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I did some refinancing, and I went through a couple of financing things through the year, and that drops your score down a little bit.
So yeah.
I dropped like 50, like 30, 40, probably 40 points, but I think I'm in the middle 600.
Okay. So you're right around the average there. You know, the average is right around 680, 690. The good news is we work with Tier A to Tier D credit owners. And then, like I said, with the capital, the majority of it is based off the gross annual sales. So we feel if you can have the cash flow there, you can kind of float the note. So with that saying, mid-650s here on the credit. Let me just write this down. There definitely might be something we can do for you. On the 30K that you have in loans, is it 30K when you started the loans, or is that where you're at now?
What is that?
The $30,000 that you have in the loan right now, is that what remaining, or is that what you started with?
I know that's the remaining.
That was the remaining. What was it that you had started?
One of them started, I think once we put it all together, it was clear to 40,000.
It was 40, right around 40,000 when you started?
Yeah.
And what did you take that out for originally? What was that used for?
One equipment, this equipment, a pickup and equipment for work.
Okay. So you just basically took out, was it like an equipment financing that you had done, or was it just a straight business loan and you just kind of used that for however you felt fit?
No, it was equipment. It was something to pick up and the equipment that I need to get the business going.
Okay, I see. So yeah, like I told you, the offer we sent you out was good for both equipment financing and working capital. It definitely looks like there's going to be some programs here that you would qualify for. And you do have the three banks that you're working with. Are you on like daily payments, weekly payments, monthly payments? What's the structure that they have you on, or are they all different?
No, it's monthly payments.
They're all monthly?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you paying monthly on that?
I think one of them is 235, and the other one is 360 or something like that.
Right in that ballpark. Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is something we run across here all the time. Here at Cardiff, you know, people are just looking to refinance. You want to get longer terms. You want to get more capital, and you just want more room and more cushion there for you for your business. It looks like we might be able to get right around that 30K remaining that you do have. As far as the application process goes, we keep it very simple here. It's just a simple one-page application. Your most recent tax return, and your most 6 months of your most recent bank statements. After that, I transfer it to my underwriting department, and we can get you an answer right around 24 hours for what you qualify for with the programs and the rates that we have here. Once that happens, I can get back to you on some hard numbers for what you qualify for. And if it makes sense for the business and you're going to be able to turn that over and make a profit and it's going to be less hassle for you, we can proceed from there. Also, the good news is the offer's good for 90 days. So you don't have to take it right then and there. If you want to think about it or look around, you're more than welcome to do so. I will just say we're extremely competitive here. So many secondary funding institutions are not going to be able to compete with the operations that we're on. I will say that the 30K remaining might be somewhat of a factor for you, just because that is a big chunk of the initial loans that you took. But by all means, there's definitely some programs here that might help you, and it's going to make it easier than having to consolidate the loan between three banks. I don't know if this was something, when were you maybe looking to do this? Was this something you needed right now, or was this just something you were maybe looking down the road?
You know, I mean, if it's going to require me to, I don't know how you guys work, and I know if, I don't know how you get my numbers. I don't know how you offer me this already.
Yeah, so how it worked was, it's based off the UCC filing that you had done with U.S. Bank. Basically, we align ourselves with companies that have a good lending history and their DNB credit profile checks out. We don't like aligning ourselves with, you know, startup companies or companies with horrible credit or horrible lending history. We have a very prestigious background and reputation here at Cardiff. We have an A+ rating on BBB. We have a 5-star rating with Google Plus. We are very well known here in the lending industry. So you weren't just kind of a random number we picked and decided to call you. You were selected out of a lot of companies. So it's definitely something who we want to align ourselves with. And if it's something you're interested in and you want to kind of just dig deeper into, we can definitely help you out. But like I said, was this something that you're going to be maybe wanting to do here in the next few weeks or months? Or did you want to maybe wait a few more months down the road before you looked into doing this?
I might just wait. You know, I mean, it's I'm really good with what I have right now, but I thought you had more of a more solid answer for that, because it's all about interest, you know.
No, yeah, and I get what you're saying. There's just a lot that goes into that number, and you know, every business is different, every situation is different. I just don't want to throw a number at you, and you expect to see that number, and I can't deliver on that number, and then it goes downhill from there. But like I said, if you get the application in, I can get you some hard numbers there in about 24 hours for what we can do for you. And if it makes sense for the business, and it's going to make it a lot less stressful for you on these payments, by all means, we can proceed from there. If you want, do you have an email here? I could shoot you some of this information, and you can kind of look that over, and I'll give you some time there.
What I want to do is probably, I'm just going to wait, because I don't want to be pulling my credit too much, because then it goes down.
That's another big issue that people have. And one of the things here is we do what we call a soft pull. So we'll only pull from one of the three major ones that you can do. We only pull from experience. So it's only going to be a third of the ding compared to what basically any other lender is going to do. They're going to pull all three. So if that's a concern there, it is what we call a soft pull. So it's not going to be nowhere near as big of a hit as it would be if you did it with other institutions there. So
yeah, and I already, I've been calling Experian right now, because the number they give me is good, but I know I could be higher than that, and I'm already talking with them and
okay.
In regards to that, so I'll fix that, and then I'll probably get back to you guys with something.
Yeah, let me just shoot you my contact info there, just so if something does come up, if you want to write down my number, or I can just email you there my contact, so if something does come up, you can reach out.
Why don't you give me your number?
Yeah, whenever you're ready, let me know.
I'm ready.
Okay, so my direct dial is going to be 858-252-
Mm-hmm. 1496,
and like I said, my name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, and I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank.
R-F-F.
Yeah, Cardiff. Yeah, with two F's at the end.
Okay.
So yeah.
Alrighty, man.
Get that thing situated with Experian. I'll maybe check back in like a few weeks here and just see where you're at. And if you'd like to proceed or kind of get more detailed into the programs, I'd be more than happy to maybe pass you off to one of my senior reps, and they can definitely dive deeper in there for you too as well, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, it was a pleasure talking to you, Jose. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, Thank you.
Bye.